Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that a gauge of U.S. business prices fell in April. The producer price index decreased a seasonally adjusted 0.4% last month from March. From a year earlier, overall producer prices are down 1.3%. Producer energy prices dropped 2.9% in April from March and are down 24% on the year. Gasoline prices slid 4.7% last month. Food prices decreased 0.9% last month and are down 4.2% over the year. Senate leaders reached an agreement yesterday to revive a bill that would provide fast-track trade authority powers to President Barack Obama one day after the chamber's Democrats blocked the measure. Democrats had wanted to wrap up the deal with three other bills, a custom and enforcement measure that includes a contentious currency provision, a measure to extend popular tariff discounts for African and other developing countries, and a bill to help workers who lose out under trade deals. Under the agreement worked yesterday, the Senate would vote first on the customs and enforcement bill, along with the African trade legislation, and then vote on a fast-track measure combined with the bill to help workers who lose out under trade deals. This morning, NAS released the latest export sales report for the week ending May 7th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 4.2, next year, 5.2. Corn this year, 14.6, next year, 0.1. Soybeans this year, 5.0, and next year, 3.2. And the Rosario Grains Exchange says that Argentina's 2014-15 soy production will hit a record 59.6 million tons. The exchange goes on to say that about 80% of Argentina's soy has now been harvested. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 18,148, up 133 points. The NASDAQ 44.55, up 32. The S&P 500 21.06, up almost 12 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves a little split personality going on across the Midwest this morning. On the west side of the Mississippi River, it's raining and some thunderstorm activity occurring. And the temperatures aren't too bad over there. We're running mostly in the 50s and even up around 60 degrees. On the east side of the Mississippi, we have mostly fair skies, light southeasterly winds. It's a very warm morning, sunny though, and temperatures running mostly in the 50s, a few upper 40s across the Great Lakes region. And it looks as though the shower activity in the western Corn Belt will work its way eastward eventually. One of the interesting scenarios that's playing out here across the Midwest is that these storm systems that are slated to come across the region over this next 3 or 4 days will tend to be a lot more significant in the western Corn Belt than they will be in the east. I don't want to imply that it's not going to rain in the eastern areas, but the precipitation, once it gets into the areas from Indiana and Michigan into Ohio and Kentucky, will probably be a lot more erratic and light. And so there will be opportunities for field work to continue to advance around the precipitation. And it looks like if we step back and look at the big picture right now, soil conditions at the topsoil level are actually a little bit on the firm side in portions of Ohio and areas southward into Alabama and parts of Mississippi and Georgia. Some areas are a lot drier than others. It's not a crisis by any means. There's plenty of subsoil moisture out there, but as we go forward through these next few days, we're probably going to see some of those areas that are seeing the firmer conditions pick up on a little bit of moisture that will be beneficial, but we're not necessarily going to soak down the easternmost parts of the Midwest. In the west, however, it'll stay plenty wet, in fact, a little too wet. We're a little concerned about some of the soft wheat conditions in Missouri and Illinois, as well as the central U.S. Plains hard red winter wheat. Those areas may continue to be a little bit too wet, and eventually there may be some concern over the quality of those crops maybe some wet weather disease may start to evolve as well. As we go through this next 4 days or so, we're going to see other opportunities for rain coming and going across the Midwest. It's not just going to be today and tomorrow that we'll see showers and thunderstorms. The pattern is going to continue to be very active, and as it does so, we're likely to see a lot more rain occur in some of the western areas, maintaining soggy field conditions there. The storm system that will be impacting the western Corn Belt this weekend will also move through a fair amount of the eastern portions of the Midwest, but as it does, it's probably not likely to have a huge impact on the eastern Midwest again. We'll see precipitation in quite a few areas, but the amounts of moisture that occur are going to be lighter than usual, perhaps, and that's going to help us set the stage for quicker drying once the system moves through the region. A cold air mass will be settling down across the Midwest as we go into the early part of next week, and as that cool air comes in, it will dry us out, and that's when we'll see that soil firming up across quite a bit of the eastern Midwest, where we're seeing the lighter amounts of rain in this first week of the outlook. So the end result here is that we should still see aggressive field work take place over the next week across some of these areas in the eastern Midwest. Portions of the southeastern U.S., which already seems to have a little drier flavor going on, could become a lot drier still, and maybe some concern about that dryness will evolve as we move to the end of next week. We'll keep an eye on that. Daily highs in those areas will be in the 80s. We're going to see 80-degree highs across a big part of the lower and eastern Midwest over these next few days as well. But that cool air mass coming up early next week will push those temperatures back down again. Now, today will not be quite as warm as it will be from Friday through Sunday, but we will see good drying rates across a big part of the region as those 80-degree temperatures start to fester across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years. Helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 510. It is not trading. It has not had a trade today. The July, 525, up 15 and a half. Soft May, 490 and a quarter, up 9 and a quarter. July, 497 and a half, up 16. May corn, 360 and three quarters, up 4 and three quarters. July, 367, up 4 and three quarters. December, 383 and a half, up 5. May soybeans, 978 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. July, 960 and a half, up 1, and make that 3 1/2. November, 938, up 3 1/2. May soybean meal, 306.70, up $5. May soybean oil, not trading. The July, 33.29, up 5. June live cattle, 153.17 and a half, up 120. May feeders, 219.27 and a half, now 32 and a half, up 57 and a half. And May lean hogs are 81.60. They're up 22 and 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Dave.
Well, I think that grains go off the board today. Are we going to get any fireworks out of that or no?
The May grains do go off the board today, and I think we could see a little fireworks, particularly looking at the bean side of things. Even though open interest is down to 133 contracts of May beans, the bean oil still has 250 contracts. That's exactly the number that were posted for delivery this morning, too.
Meanwhile, wheat very much the leader to the upside, especially the soft.
Yeah, it sure has, although the May wheat hasn't traded and there's very few contracts open there. The wheat's taken off, and it seems to me that the funds are so darn short that wheat that the wheat market was pretty vulnerable to a short covering rally.
Meanwhile, in the corn market, we see green on the screen all the way out to July of 16, even though exports were very, very poor.
Yeah, exports were pretty much on the light side, particularly on this new crop, and we're still seeing spread of the bird flu. We're talking about 33 million birds now that are affected, and maybe that's worked through the market. Looking at good ethanol demand, maybe the livestock feed demand isn't quite as important on the corn side to holding prices at least together.
What about your thinking on the soybean front?
NOPA crush comes out tomorrow. The trade's looking for something that's pretty stiff. And certainly the crush margins could support some higher prices.